From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing pretty well. It's been an exciting week. My daughter turned 16 this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wasn't she like 10 before the pandemic?
I feel like she was 10 not too long ago, and suddenly she's 16, which is one of those ages that I definitely remember being 16, like with the same brain and sense of self that I have now. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy. How do you feel about that?
You know, she's a delightful person, and I love her very much, and I love who she is, and it's exciting. But I feel a little sad. It's she's going to leave home. She's going to leave home.
I mean, 16, she's not leaving home, but I know you're it's
not
on
right.
the horizon.
I don't mean like, it's I don't on mean the like horizon. This week.
A lot of teenagers right now would love to step out of the house that they've been quarantined in for a long time.
Totally.
But I mean, in my family, the ongoing thing was my mother being excited, like talking to us about like how she couldn't wait till we left the house. And she'd always be talking about what she was going to turn our room into. She was like, that's going to be my sewing room, and that's going to be like this.
Just come in there with tape measure, checking things out.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and so what did you get her, if I may ask?
She, this is going to sound like, this is going to sound like a lie. She said that she didn't want anything. She really doesn't want anything. We got her a couple of pieces of clothes and jewelry. But she had no list of things that she wanted. And when the grandparents called me asking, I asked her, what do you want your grandparents to get you? And she said, you know, they can just donate to this charity in my name. Which is like...
Are you sure she's 16? You know what,
charity
Jonathan?
Charity for hunger, yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say to you. You did a good job.
I feel like I can't take responsibility. She just came.
Take
she just
it.
Came out.
I mean,
this
take
way.
20%. Okay. Well, why don't we start the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
We are so excited because on today's show, the hilarious Richard Kind and Maria Bamford are back, and this time we wrote Richard a music game that's definitely his kind of music. Plus, from the arm wrestling movie Golden Arm, we have director Maureen Borucha and actor Mary Holland. And then I'll talk to Sierra Teller Ornelas. She's the writer and co-creator of the new Mike Schur-produced comedy series Rutherford Falls. So let's play some games.